Tamara Bennett needs to learn how to troubleshoot and solve LiveAgent support cases. We will follow Tamara as she learns how to isolate customer support issues by type, test standard codes, check configuration settings for errors, and troubleshoot performance issues. Tamara will follow the procedures outlined in CM 101 training for Tier 1 and Tier 2 when a support case comes in. First, she will take ownership of the case. Then she will use the skills that she gains from this training session to troubleshoot and work LiveAgent cases. Once she has isolated the issue, she will either escalate to the proper team or close the case if she is able to solve it on her own. During her first call with the customer, it's important for Tamara to ask questions that will help determine the type of issue that is being experienced, such as, what task is the customer trying to perform? And what behavior are they experiencing? And how is it different from the behavior they were expecting to experience? She also needs to determine where the issue is occurring. Depending upon where the issue lies, she will also want the customer to provide her with links to the various components that might be affected, such as the chat button and URL where the chat button is hosted. Tamara will also ask the customer if the issue is affecting agents assigned to a specific skill, and if so, she will want to link to that skill group. Occasionally, Tamara will be able to narrow in on a particular error based on the type of behavior the customer is experiencing. To save time for both the customer and the agent, Tamara should ask the customer to check for common LiveAgent errors before replicating the issue. For example, if the agent has logged in and is trying to change their status to online, but the system immediately toggles back to offline, then the customer may need to enable their API. Or, if the agent is typing in a ... in order to access quick text, but nothing appears, they may need to enable quick texts. And if the customer is experiencing connectivity issues with LiveAgent and is repeatedly getting disconnected, then they may be experiencing an internet or browser issue and should start by checking the customer's internet settings or browser. It's important for Tamara to become familiar with the configuration settings for LiveAgent and what kind of behavior they affect so she can check for quick fixes at the beginning of the case and cut down on troubleshooting time whenever possible. Knowledge articles may also provide Tamara with the solution that she needs to solve a case. As she enters the details of the case, she will be prompted with a list of knowledge articles that relate to the keywords that she enters in the subject line. It's always a good idea to check the article recommendations before moving on with the case, as the solution to the customer issue may be right in front of her. In most cases, the agent will need to replicate the issue while they have the customer on the phone in order to isolate the root cause. Tamara will need to gather the URL where the code is being hosted by the customer, and then recreate the standard code issued by Salesforce to the customer to check for any problems. In order to do this, Tamara will need to obtain the system administrator's username and login permission. Tamara can look up the customer's org from the username she has provided and log in once access is granted. Once she is logged in as a system administrator, she can begin gathering the information that she needs to recreate the standard code from the customer's org. Tamara needs to see if the standard code issued by Salesforce is working. While she is still logged into the customer's org, she will open the settings for LiveAgent chat buttons and invitations and copy the customer's button code from the bottom of the page. She will then paste it into a text doc. If the button is configured to automatically push chats to agents, Tamara should use a sandbox to avoid unintentionally getting into conversations with customers. Next, she will go to the LiveAgent deployment page and copy the customer's deployment code. Once she's copied the deployment code, she will paste it into the same text doc below the button code. She will then insert online and offline images into the code where the online and offline chat content is located. At this point, Tamara can compare the standard code that she created to the code that the customer is using by navigating to the customer's URL, right-clicking, and selecting View Source Code. She should make note of any glaring differences between the two codes because this may indicate that the customer's code has a customization. It's important that Tamara get familiar with the different parts of the code so she knows what she is looking at. For example, the codes for the online and offline images of the customer's code will likely be different than hers, but the standard codes will be the same unless there is a customization. Once Tamara has saved the text file as an HTML file, she will be able to test the standard code to see if it is working. To test the standard code, Tamara will open the HTML file of the text document in a different browser than the one the customer's org is opened in, and check to see if the offline image that she inserted into the code appears. If it does appear, the standard code is working. Next, Tamara will go back to the customer's service console and set her status to online. If the image changes to the online image, Tamara can initiate a chat and test that both sides are working correctly. If the standard code works for Tamara, but the customer is still having an issue getting the button to work for them, then there is a customization that has been added to the code. In situations where it appears that the root cause of an issue is in a customer customization, the case should be transferred to the Tier 2 developer support team, where they can identify the break in the customization using code. Use audio in demo script, troubleshoot live agent. If the standard code that Tamara recreated doesn't work, then she will check the configuration of the live chat settings. The configuration requirements for each live agent setup will be largely determined by the individual needs of the customer. So it is very important that Tamara take the time to review the live chat for administrators documentation to familiarize herself with the types of behaviors that different configurations will result in. While Tamara is logged into the customer's org, she should check for the following configuration errors to rule out the possibility of an incorrect setting before reassigning the case to another skill group. She should make sure the affected users or skills are assigned to a chat button and that the correct auto greeting is being sent to the visitor. Tamara should also check that the chat capacity is not being exceeded. If the chat capacity is incorrect, the customer is likely to experience issues with routing or their queues. If Tamara sees that the configuration settings are the reason why the customer is experiencing problems, she will advise the customer on the next steps to take. She is not permitted to modify the customer's org for them. If this resolves the case, she can go ahead and close it following the Tier 2 process outlined in CM101. If Tamara does not see any problems with the configuration settings, but the customer is still experiencing disconnects and delays, the issue may be specific to the customer's org instance or API. She should check to see if this is a browser issue by trying the code on another browser. It is important for Tamara to narrow down the issue as much as possible and document the details in case she needs to transfer the customer's issue to another skill group. Now that Tamara knows how to effectively troubleshoot live agent cases and isolate the type of issue the customer is experiencing, she can help the customer quickly resolve issues and efficiently escalate cases to other skill groups when necessary. In the next module, Tamara will learn appropriate escalation protocol.